Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. As always, creativity, learning, education, that's one of my favorite subjects, and it's a pleasure to that avail to have Dr. Lorraine Morales from Pima Community College here in the studio. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning.
Well, let me give a brief introduction. Lorraine has worked in institutions of higher education now for over 25 years in three states, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. She has extensive senior leadership and administrative experience with demonstrated strategic planning background, in addition to having had both student and academic affairs responsibilities. Lorraine currently is the acting president of Tucson's Pima Community College Community Campus, where she's responsible for all functions of student development, instruction, workforce, adult education, and continuing education. Her experience as a first-generation, non-traditional college student anchors truly her passion to serve students who choose to attend a local community college. A GED graduate in 1976, Lorraine studied then humanities and human social services as an undergrad before pursuing a master's in higher ed and a focus on student development. Her doctorate of education is in educational leadership with research on transfer students and why they persist into graduation. She presently is speaker at regional and national conferences and is also active locally at the North Pima County Regional Council member for the First Things First. She's a board member of the directors of the Children and Family Resources and also on the board of directors for Marana Healthcare Center. So a woman who I'm grateful that would take a time out of her busy weekend to come and join us. So thanks again.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You bet. You know, recently, Lorraine, we did a subject called the Education Revolution, and we talked really in higher ed, the extension beyond those traditional residential campuses to know now the critical role of community colleges and online service providers as well. So you must really have your hands on the steering wheel of quite a change dynamic here in your career at this point.
Absolutely. Talking about online education, distance learning, that is definitely one of the trends that we have in higher education, and in particular to community colleges. At my campus, as a matter of fact, a little over 50% of our enrollment is done on online. And the hallmark of online education is really the flexibility.
Yeah, right.
The flexibility that it affords to students who need to coordinate their studies with business or personal obligations. So attempting to meet those needs effectively is a challenge, but also a great opportunity.
And wouldn't you say, too, I mean, again, you're a lifelong educator as well as one who's benefited from a variety of learning styles yourself, is that online education can appeal to someone that they learn in a different way. They can be much more focused, not necessarily the distraction of bigger things zipping around in classrooms and the like.
Absolutely. We have... And there's also a challenge to that. Many of our students will see that it's an online class, and some of them might think, oh, that's easy.
I can do that.
I don't have to be in class. The benefit to that is for our adult students who maybe need to be at home or have to conduct their studies in the evening, late at night, after the kids have gone to sleep. It is a good thing for them to be able to focus. It's education when they can devote time to it.
It's like also, it's just the idea, it's my content when I want it. This whole, you know, now expansion of mobile devices that allows a different delivery mechanism. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you still get back to the offering of a community college vis-a-vis some other residential or research-based institutions is, of course, you folks don't shy away from wanting to be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, your strategic plan, I just can imagine the categories that you touch upon. You can't say, no, we're not going to worry about that one right now. Mm-hmm. Is that not one of the challenges or the opportunities you'd probably reframe it as?
Absolutely. The that is definitely a challenge for a community college, not just for Pima College, but across the board nationally, because we are a community college. We are here to serve the needs of the community. So being all things to all people is one of the challenges, but a great opportunity, because we always have to think creatively about what are the best ways to do that. Pima College serves 74,000 students.
Wow. Wow.
And a challenge that we have is you hear in the media, you hear people, our legislators, talking about education. And there's always mention of K-12. There's always mention of universities. And community colleges they tend to skip over.
Mm-hmm.
But yet here we are serving 74,000 students, credit and non-credit. So we have our Pima for Kids program that serves tiny little kids in our community. We have adult education that helps people to learn how to speak English, prepare them for their GED.
Or even those who just want more of a renaissance at whatever phase of life change they might be, to go and take a French class or a shop class or an electronic circuit board design class.
Exactly. Our community education. How do we meet those needs with another challenge that we have, our shrinking budgets?
Yeah. The fact that you've been part of community college education for such a long time, and you talk about some of the trends, along this journey, what would you say have been some of the biggest shifts that you knew the organization had to adapt to or take advantage and grab and run with?
Well, you mentioned my time at community colleges, and with over 25 years of experience in higher ed, my experience was at universities. And there, I always felt an affinity to the community college simply because I felt that community college mission was more closely aligned with my own personal philosophy, because I believe that the education, any bit of education, will improve the quality of life of an individual. So when I made a very conscious decision to leave university, I wanted to go to community college, because at the community college is where we take people at their level, wherever
they are. Right.
Where they are is where we begin. For me, that was the biggest change, because I went from universities in New Mexico, here in Arizona, and in California, where universities decide who they're going to educate.
True.
And so for me, that was the biggest change, moving to community college, where we take people where they are and begin their education at that place.
So I imagine when you were at that juncture, was that a long time thing coming in your heart that prompted you to finally pull the switch? Was it a phone call that said, we'd like you to come here, would you consider us? I mean, how did that whole shift happen for you?
That's a hard one to answer, because it kind of happened along the way.
Along the way, yeah.
When I made the decision to go to college, it was a bit of a challenge, because as first generation, I didn't have a whole lot of people around me that I could ask. And having dropped out of high school and being out of school for a chunk of time, I knew intuitively that I had to do something different, and that meant college. But I didn't quite know what college meant. Yes. So I remember driving to the university in New Mexico where I lived, and I drove there several times and just kind of drove around or sat in the parking lot, because I didn't even know which building to walk into, much less which question to ask.
Yeah.
So just going through the process, going through my undergraduate, moving to work at university, and encountering different kinds of people. While at the university, I would have a lot of conversations with students that were planning to transfer from community college. And it was at that time that I started thinking more about community college, and did, my dissertation was on the reasons why students stay at a university when they've transferred from community college. So I've always had this connection
yeah.
to the community college. Excuse me. So it's kind of happened over the years. And it was leaving California that I thought, okay, it's time.
Another big launch in the success to move mm-hmm. forward. Yes. Of course, several of our listeners, I'm sure, themselves are thinking about their own educational track, but also they're mentoring younger people or others in their life that are thinking about their next step in education. What are the compelling positive reasons why people should look at a community college, whether it be the type of programs, more craft-oriented or broader cross-discipline? Maybe explain some of those reasons, the power of the community college experience.
Well, I think a good reason to begin at a community college is because, as I mentioned, we take people where they are at their level. It's a great place to come and explore
exactly.
possibilities, because we not only have open access, but we are very affordable. We have small classrooms. And our faculty are focused on teaching.
Mm-hmm.
The focus is not primarily on research. So our faculty spend time with students. When I conducted my study at my dissertation, one of the most important things for the students that I interviewed was the importance of connecting with faculty outside of the classroom. You find that happening at the community college in so many different levels. So
that brings with it the mentoring, the guidance, the more tacit learning modalities, not just the explicit things from the textbook to the test.
Right. We also have, we offer all of our general education courses there. So a student, whether they're university bound or not, they can take their first 2 years at the community college, not just at Pima, but nationwide. Mm-hmm. I've always found it curious why a student wouldn't choose that option first, because why not take advantage of the affordability, the small class size, and spend that time with your general education, exploring different options, then moving on to university. Or if you just need training
right.
for a certificate. As I mentioned, any bit of education is going to improve quality of life for an individual.
That's right. The types of certificate programs, have you found the portfolio, if I took a listing from when you first started your association community college to where it is today, I suspect that list is even much longer now.
Absolutely. We have over 100 certificate programs and degrees that are offered. In May, we awarded 3,400
wow.
certificates and degrees. And it is the most incredible thing to see these young people, adults, grandmothers walking across the stage. I mean, our graduations are at the TCC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're huge. And that's our payback time.
Payback time, yeah.
Yes,
to see that circle coming back.
Absolutely. We have our graduates as young as 16. And as old as 80.
Don't you love it? The other topic I know that you are very passionate about that is coincident with the in-classroom learning experience, though, is also to encourage people to complement it with practicum. In other words, internships relevant to the field. Why don't you comment about that, too?
Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer of internships because of my own personal experience. As a first-generation college student, when I made the decision to go to college and I walked in, my first major was computer science, because that's where you earn money.
That's right. And it was a hot field back then. Absolutely. There was all the, on the bulletin board, go, go, go.
Absolutely. And then I took a Fortran class and said, never mind.
Fix that one, yep.
And try something else. So as I went along trying to figure out on my major, I felt I was very interested in social sciences. And so the logical choice for me was human services, because I knew I was going to be a social worker. And part of my program included an internship. And I did an internship with a women's shelter. And in that moment of doing that internship, I knew that was not something that I was going to pursue on a long-term basis. I learned a lot. And I believe that when a student takes the time to participate in an internship, it gives you such invaluable experience that you will never get in the classroom. So it's important to try out what it is in the world of work, because the classroom is very different from the world of work.
Mm-hmm. And in both internships, extracurricular activities, joining or doing not-for-profit volunteer time in some space that's tangential to where you think you're studying or angling your career is so important. And quite often those internships can be more valuable finding out what you don't want to do than what you do want to do. So it takes both sides of that equation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it's also important to what we talk to students about, whether at university or community college, we talk to students about the importance of being engaged outside of the classroom and participating with student clubs and organizations, because all of those are things that look and not only look good on the resume, but also provide valuable experience to work effectively with a group of people, working with a team.
That's right. You mentioned the faculty that you have, so being so focused on really connecting and teaching. Share with us a little bit about your full team there at Pima Community College and their backgrounds and orientation around taking the institution to the next place.
Well, as I said, the number of students that we serve, Pima College has 6 campuses.
Wow.
throughout the community, and we have learning centers as well. We have facilities at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base and several adult education sites. All of our faculty have advanced degrees, our full-time faculty. Our adjunct faculty come from all over the community. Each campus we probably have over 900 adjunct faculty that are hired.
Right, which for our listeners, of course, that goes hand in hand with the internship connection, because getting to know faculty like that, it's direct access then to possibilities to further your career.
Our adjunct faculty come from the community, and they're people often that are doing the work that they are bringing into the class.
So they're not just relying on some academic case study or a textbook. It's like, well, let me tell you what just happened to me today in my field of choice.
Yes, yes.
The demographics of your students that you serve, you said 74,000 at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Any one field popping up stronger on the radar screen, or one age group with a greater intensity for you now to focus on in terms of your own leadership planning and the strategy for Pima College?
We have, the average age of our student is about 27.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing a lot more younger people coming in to the college, and I believe a lot of it probably has to do with high tuition rates, and they're seeing the affordability. But we serve students across the board, all ages, all ethnicities, and what they study also is completely across the board. There isn't any one in particular more than another. Each of our campuses has a focus of different types of certificates mm-hmm. and degrees that are offered. West Campus is our health-related professions. At the East Campus, as mentioned earlier by in another one of your segments, was our vet tech program. So we have a huge variety. I can't even begin to mention all of the
exactly.
programs.
So that's that where people need to pima.edu, right?
Please.
Correct. To get that. Lorraine, again, we've been speaking with the acting president of Pima Community College. They're a community campus. We mentioned earlier, of course, that you speak on a regional and national level, and that in general, the whole stress on the community college system nationwide is being felt with where the economy has been in the last few years. And in many regards, it's probably set a new normal. So what does new normal look like, or as you see it going forward for your own leadership role?
Well, I think the flexibility of community colleges will be tested in the future as never before. And time's going to tell about whether the pressures of community colleges are going to transform us in fundamental ways, or if we're just going to have to make tweaks mm-hmm. to it.
Well, particularly as you said, you're caught between what's going on in the other educational settings, K through 12, and then also on the flip side. Because I actually know a number of high school students are choosing to start community college while they're still in high school, looking for that additional challenge or the reality check to something specifically that would feed their mm-hmm. passion.
Yes, we do work closely with our local schools and offer quite a bit of dual enrollment, where we do enable students to begin their college education at while they're still in high school. And it's possible for a high school student to graduate not only with their high school diploma, but also with an associate's degree.
An associate's degree at the mm-hmm. same time.
If planned carefully.
If planned carefully, I like mm-hmm. that. We're speaking again with Dr. Lorraine Morales from Pima Community College. And you know, so in essence, Lorraine, you know, in terms of your own circle of change and your own career, starting in the university environment all the way through your doctorate degree and now serving in the community college sector, how do you think that leading change has changed you in the last couple of years?
I think my, I've always been a proponent of change for encouraging people to go on for higher education. But today, as I see our society moving and the need for education, it's even more critical. So if nothing else, I believe that I'm a stronger cheerleader now mm-hmm. for education, and we'll talk about education to anyone who will listen.
Yeah, that's right. So it's that anchor and that passion that you had has actually been heightened. And certainly at a point in your career with 25 years of things already to your credit to take it now to the next step. Well, I would tell you, I suspect our listeners would agree with me that be ready. You're a woman with a mm-hmm. passion and you're going to continue that leadership. Again, you can learn about Pima Community College here at pima.edu. And Lorraine, we'll look forward to watching the ongoing journey you marshal at this important institution here in Tucson.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's a pleasure to have had you on our show.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.